The international news media have long been fond of covering Nelson Mandela. The former South African president and anti-apartheid hero is widely admired all around the world, so news about him is always a big hit. But Mandela is 93 now. He's in declining health, and he spends most days quietly at his home. And that is where media outlets have resorted to staging a death watch. As Alice Klein reports from South Africa, local residents are not happy about it.
Children in Kunu, a small village in South Africa's Eastern Cape, are performing a traditional song and dance at a coming-of-age ceremony. Taking their photograph is Charlie Shoemaker, a freelance photographer from the US who sells his pictures to American and British publications through the Corbis agency. He's here because of the village's famous inhabitant, Nelson Mandela.
The reasons that I've chosen to be in South Africa and kind of prepare and be here for when Mandela passes, because it'll be, you know, one of the largest global stories of our time, and that means there'll be a lot of work.
Like Shoemaker, dozens of other Western journalists have visited Kunu for the same reason, interviewing people in the community and photographing Mandela's boyhood hangouts. Some media agencies even installed cameras in the house opposite Mandela's, owned by the village chieftainess. Residents like Joe Biko, which is not the man's real name, say they weren't told exactly what the cameras were for.
When the equipment was first installed before the 2010 World Cup, we were told there would be a fun park, basically, where residents could go and watch the soccer on big screens. And we were surprised there was no fun park. We were actually very surprised to hear there were media cameras now, as we didn't know exactly what they were there for.
Both Reuters and the Associated Press admitted to installing the cameras and have since removed them. Meanwhile, the police have launched a criminal investigation, and many locals like Biko are glad.
I don't like the fact people are capitalising on Mandela's ill health. I don't know about others in the village, but I don't like what was done by AP and Reuters. I don't like or appreciate the installation of those cameras there.
Residents say, aside from the media's invasion of privacy, talking openly about death goes against the Xhosa culture, in which children rarely attend funerals, and some women are not even allowed to see dead bodies. Western journalists like Charlie Shoemaker say they respect the local culture, but there's also the news.
I don't think it's disrespectful for publications to prepare for the death of someone on Mandela's scale. I mean, we can all agree that Nelson Mandela is an important person. Yes, we can agree. We all agree that when he passes, it'll be a big global piece. Yes. So then why is it disrespectful for me to be here to tell that story?
He says he would never go so far as bribing neighbours or hiding cameras, and that his work is not problematic so long as it remains respectful. But being respectful can mean different things for Western and African journalists, according to Sia Boyer. She's a local journalist with the Daily Dispatch, and while she admits she's also preparing a supplement for Mandela's death, she keeps it low-key.
I think the newspapers and the broadcasters are prepared, but you're not saying it. We're not putting it out there like, oh, I'm just preparing for Nelson Mandela's death. What are you doing today? I'm prepared. You know, we don't do that. It's un-African. It is totally un-African to be treating death like that and to be treating somebody like that. He's a public figure, but we can't be saying, oh, hi, by the way, we're waiting for your death. The way they are preempting it is a bit too much for the South African community to preempt it so much. We know he's going to die, just like you and I are going to die. But just setting it up like that, I don't think it's right.
Boyer hopes the camera incident will in future force Western media to treat death with the decorum and respect it commands in Mandela's native Xhosa culture. Meanwhile, journalists in both Africa and the West, in their respective ways, continue to plan for the day one of contemporary history's most illustrious leaders ultimately passes away. For The World, this is Alice Klein in Kunu.